Ena rairai ena na kurumbu itaka na itukutuku ni lebo na kisi ena kia na ngunu bebaka sivia na wanyi mate se overdose e Australia e vunga amai na wai erendo sulia na kia na bebaka donui na vuni wai se prescription drugs kasenga ni wai kandau bebaka matenitaki se drugs. Na kia na ndau baka ngataki baka vitalia na prescribed drugs e tarasa ratiku ngaya ni baka bimbi na tambana ni mbula. Na itukutuku onko e baka rautaka Audrey Bogart e bali wa lesi. E so, ndau rawata ngana non ratovi mati na prescription drugs. Ia e baka rerebaki kia senga ni muri I baka binaka na I baka sala mai bebu ni wai o ya ena kena tori na wanyi mate. O B. Mohammed e CEO ni Script Wise kadua na tambana ka binaka mena ndo baka rongo kina. O kwaya ndua na tambana ka ndo baka tokai me not for profit organization. Kanona itabi, me baka lele itaka na lebu ni wani mate e baka ingataki na ramba. Tukuna o Muhammad ni nda senga tu nikila na kena tutolo na nanda sabaka na rabi baka tamba kindua kina wani mate e nda ngunu batiko.
It kind of all really happens, you know, quite accidentally if you say it that way. So, you know, they might have been to a hospital for minor surgery or if they've gone to a dentist or they suffer from chronic back pain and they've been prescribed these medications and unfortunately sometimes, you know, the patient might not kind of take the medications as prescribed.
And a toranga e vida na madawa and the sana bina katatunga me the torna weni mate se addicted to a medication. O John Ryan is CEO ni Pennington Institute in dua talangana tambana a not-for-profit organization. Kasangati ko menta biuta na weni mati kasanta may torati ko baka sivia. E ato ya butaka talanga na nona tambana na singa kapaka tokai na International Overdose Awareness Day. Oya ni katulsulukandua ni oksita. E tukuno kwaya ni rawa ni tutol sara na nona bakara rabitu kinandua na weni mati se to get addicted to it.
People used to think that the overdose problem was just about heroin or illegal drugs and it only affected people that were illegal drug users. But actually most overdose deaths in Australia are from prescription drugs and it's not just people living in the inner city, it's actually right across the cities in suburban areas as well as in regional and rural areas, and it's right across the age range as well. In fact, the most risky age is between 30 and 60.
Kia waka, e sulewe kia dana vuniwai me da taura e ndua na wani mate koukoua me ta roba na mosi se strong painkillers me waka na morphine ke na oxycodone. E tukuno kwae ni binaka menda vital noa kena nanda wuni wai se pharmacist me baka ndetaka wikenda menda kila binaka na iwale wale ni kena tauri baka dondonu.
I would really encourage people to talk very openly with their doctors about these drugs. It's, you know, they've got a very important medical role and they're actually good drugs. The only risk is if they're not taken as directed, and for example combining these drugs with alcohol is not recommended. That really increases overdose risk, so it's actually important for people to have a good understanding of these drugs and also to follow clearly the doctor's instructions and the pharmacist's instructions.
E lebu wikenda, e nda senga tu nikila ni tiko na lenga, e na rani yadho ke waka, e nda taura na wani mati e sulia wikenda o wuniwai, se prescribed medication. Se na wani mati, e nda rawanga ni bolia, se over-the-counter medication. Gwana italanoa ni wika ayadha wei Paul. Ama buo okwea ena bidhina mbaki sawoti, ia asenga ni tukuni wua na lenga ena rauni yadho kebaka etoro wakisivia na wani mate katukina na codeine.
My addiction started probably about when I was 21 years of age. I had a sports injury, a shoulder injury playing football, and I was taking Panadol for that. and that wasn't working, and a friend suggested taking some medication called Nurofen Plus. That's where it all started. I was taking two a day, and then it got up to four and five and six, and then to eventually it got to 90 tablets a day before I got rushed to hospital.
Now, when you mate a toritiko Paul, it's lia na wuni wai, na bebaka do nui, menangai taura e na wula o February, ronundulu tin kawalu. E dhako ngoa me rao ni raithi binaka, na kia na tauri na painkillers, kena be wai ni mate tale, e so. E sa tubalaka tu na mate ni tu endo ane wale wale, ni tauri wai ni mate, se a new prescription drug monitoring system, e na wula tinkawalu kataraba. E waka madhala taka o B. Muhammad, mena script-wise na iwale wale, ni kena na kileitiko na wanua, era torutiko maikina na weni mate, o irana tovi mate.
It will be the first system in Australia that would allow GPs and pharmacists to have access to the information just so they're able to ensure that before they write that script, that's actually a patient that's not gotten a script somewhere else, or potentially to kind of really understand what kind of dosage of medications that the patient is on, and then whether to understand whether the patient might be at risk of dependency or not. So it's something that would really, I guess, allow health professionals to make a more informed decision, really.
Ke wakao ki la indua, se o lenga saritiku ngao iko, ena kena tauribaka siwe endo na weni mate, e tukuna o B. Muhammad ni tuaira era rao ni beibuke.
There's actually different services in different states, so it really depends which state that you live in. There's helpline numbers to just talk about your issue, and what these helplines usually do is they might be able to refer you to the right GP, potentially look at a recovery or even like a treatment plan to get you off these medications. And what we're really trying to do ultimately is to say to people, if you feel that you might be developing that dependency, it just kind of knowing that there's nothing wrong with what they feel, and it's just about having the right conversation and seeking help.
Angai didibaki ki walimbulo Paul, ka kaulei mai wuan nona ngan reba na weni mate ka baka rabi tukina. Tukuno Paul ni numanga ni senga ni ndua ena rao ni bukei kwaya ena ngona sa thuriti tukina na ngangandre me sa torutunga na weni mate a torutiko.
Because people do need help, and sometimes they're just too scared to come out and get it.
Vibako ngeti o John Ryan, maina Pennington Institute, vi irakede era wakila ni rarao mbeka ni nda tukuna baka peritania era addicted kina ndua na waini mate merila kikere vivuke vi ira nonra GP.
Part of the solution is actually to have conversations about drugs and to have conversation about addiction so that we can actually better understand the risks and also better understand how to respond. And doctors are actually an excellent resource to talk about these issues. And I don't think people should feel shy to talk to their doctors about these issues. Obviously, it's always an uncomfortable conversation, but it's actually really much better to have the conversation than to keep silent.
Kia wakao na numa ni o ngandreaba na beibuke, se o ki la indua e vinakata na beibuke, wasa kina nomu GP, se mongirita na Lifeline e na ndua tolu, ndua ndua, ndua wa. Toko rua takatale, Lifeline e na ndua tolu, ndua ndua, ndua wa.